Good run? JJ asked as Charlie came back into the store a little over an hour later. His face noticeably redder than it had been when he left. Yeah, there's nothing like running on the beach, Charlie said, sliding onto a stool next to the checkout counter. He chugged from his water bottle and swiped the back of his hand across his mouth. Ready for that caramel macchiato? Speak for yourself, JJ said with a wry grin. I like a manlier drink. The Air Power Development Center, initially the Air Power Studies Center, was established by the RAAF in August 1989 at the direction of the Chief of Air Force. Its function is to promote a greater understanding of the proper application of air and space power within the Australian Defence Force and in the wider community. This is being achieved through a variety of methods, including development and revision of Indigenous doctrine. In fact, to not start the organisation and dedicate my life to this work was simply no longer an option. This was because by this stage in my journey as a zoologist, I had become intimately aware of the suffering of orangutans in captivity. "You have a grand gift of silence, Watson," said he. "It makes you quite invaluable as a companion. 'Pon my word, it is a great thing for me to have someone to talk to, for my own thoughts are not over pleasant. I was wondering what I should say to this dear little woman tonight when she meets me at the door. You forget that I know nothing about it." Successful teams require something more than just the tools. Sure, tools help with communication, but good teams also need a set of principles to underpin not only how they work, but why they work in this way. To facilitate his practical work, we find that in 1599, he had engaged a skilled workman who was to live in his house and be constantly at hand to try the devices. Children are constantly learning as they grow, and they might not appreciate the value of the things they have at their very young ages. Therefore, it is vital that you instill a sense of value in them and let them appreciate the gifts of life so as to help them be happier people. "This summer was my mum's idea. I didn't want to come, but she said it would make me feel less lonely for Dad. And you have a job to do there," she'd said with a stern look, as if I could ever forget what my dad had asked me to do.